I am Olivia Sanders, a senior at UNI studying elementary education. After school, I hope to get a teaching position back in Des Moines. It is a passion of mine to lead others. I have attended BASIC for all of my college experience. I got involved last year and have served on the worship, hospitality, and prayer team. This has always been a priority for me. As a child, I had a solid upbringing of going to church and knowing Jesus. I was well provided for, had a loving family and friends, and everything was great until it wasn't. I was 8 years old and in second grade on May 17th, 2010. It was a day when something shifted, not only for my family, but for myself and my faith journey. This was the day I found out my mom had stage 4 breast cancer and more than likely had 1 year left on earth. These are words I hope no one ever experiences. It was impossible to understand at 8 years old, but my parents made it a priority that we were going to rely on our faith and trust that God could heal my mom, so that's what I did. This did not come easy in the slightest, and cancer made me grow up fast. These were adult issues that I was dealing with at such a young age, and so my priorities shifted. I didn't realize it then, but I became this caretaker for my family. I pushed my needs away so that others could be lifted. I did my best to live each day and not cause conflict, and I sort of lost myself in the process. Depression and anxiety crept their way into my life, and it was overbearing. I wish I could tell you that this story gets better and we all live happily ever after, but that's not the kind of world we live in, is it? My mom passed away on August 3rd, 2021. I was going into my sophomore year at UNI. Do you know what is surprising, though? I felt peace. I knew where my mom was and that she was no longer in pain. It can be easy to reflect on this experience and think what good can come from any of that. But I can tell you that even though that this was the hardest thing to go through, I am in awe of the ways I saw God show up. You may have caught this, but my mom was diagnosed in 2010. She passed away in 2021, 11 years. Doctors said it was impossible. I learned it was possible through prayer and trust. For me, prayer and trust look like relying and counting on the promises God makes to us. Prayer allows me to have a conversation with God and share not only my fears, but thanks for what he has done. My faith grew immensely because I had to find hope in the valley. I'm not gonna lie, I still find myself in that valley. Right now, finding hope in the valley looks like trusting in the power that God has to overcome tough battles. It helps me look to the light of getting out of the valley, as it won't last forever. Even as I've seen God show up, it's continued to be tough since my mom's passing. I've come face to face with 11 years of trauma all at once, and it's affected my everyday life. I was diagnosed with PTSD and insomnia, and my body didn't know how to function. I was simply just getting by. Depression and anxiety heightened, and I had trouble keeping my all is well barrier that I had put up for so long. It felt as though grief was surrounding me and there was no escape. I thought I was a failure because I couldn't keep it together and felt distant from God. It's not difficult to find ourselves in these situations where we feel like we need to have it all together when our worlds are really falling apart. There is one verse in particular that comforted me. 2 Corinthians 12, verses 9 through 10. My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, I will boast all the more gladly about my weaknesses so that Christ's power may rest on me. That is why, for Christ's sake, I delight in weaknesses, in insults, in hardships, in persecutions, in difficulties, for when I am weak, then I am strong. This verse comforts me because it reminds me that I am right where I need to be and that God can still use me to share his light. God can and uses broken people like me. Grief comes and goes, but I have never felt God's presence more than right now. It's because I relied and trusted in God during this time that this is possible. BASIC was one place that was a constant for me because I knew I needed to not lose sight of what mattered most. God has given me opportunities to help others through their valleys and guide them in directions that I wish I could have received when I was walking through it. This is where my hope comes in the valley. He meets us right where we are and asks us to trust in his plan. I choose to believe in a God with greater power that outweighs all the evil in this world. I know I will continue to go through hardships, but have this hope that God will teach me through it.